In parts of southwestern Virginia, coal mining has been the main economic driver for 100 years. But here and in coal regions all over the country, people see the writing on the wall. Coal jobs are disappearing. So they're putting their heads together to draft a plan for the economic future of the coal regions. Harry Childress is president of the Virginia Coal Energy Alliance.
We're willing to work to do that and to help evolve this economy. We know coal's going down. We know that it's hurting. But we're looking to do something that's going to be beneficial. It's going to provide some good jobs.
Childress says coal jobs around here typically pay $50,000 to $60,000 or more, much higher than most other jobs in the region, so he's concerned about what might replace them.
We've heard that old jobs are in renewable energy in far southwest Virginia. Heard one of our local state senators make that comment the other day on the Senate floor. He said, show me where these people can go and apply for a renewable energy job. And he said, I'll fill the application out for them. They're not available. They're not there. Don't tell us what's going to be down the road.
Most everyone agrees that right now that road leads downhill. In an effort to apply the brakes, Virginia legislators voted last week to extend a tax credit for coal producers and power plants that burn it. Environmental groups are calling for a veto. Governor Terry McAuliffe opposes it, saying it's too expensive and doesn't address the issue facing the coalfield regions. But a bill introduced in Congress earlier this month aims to do both. It would speed up an ongoing program to clean up hundreds of abandoned mines all over the country. In Virginia, supporters say it would create new jobs and make way, literally, for new development where the old mines once stood.
I'm a native Wisconsinian and have worked in and around the coal fields my entire life.
Gerald Collins owns a mining engineering company, and he's an expert on abandoned mine land reclamation, which he says has transformed abandoned mines into level land, something in scarce supply in mountain regions.
I mean, I'm a half a mile away in my office here from a 50 or 60 house subdivision that sits on an area that was mined in the 1970s. Now there's, you know, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 homes that are sitting on what used to be abandoned mine land. When it was mined, it created level land, and it did take, you know, 30 years before anyone saw the potential to put a subdivision on it. But now, if you drive into it, you would never know that it had been mined at one time.
The Reclaim Act, as this bipartisan bill is known, would speed up work like that by freeing up more money for remediating abandoned mine lands, money that's been paid into a fund by the coal companies since 1977. The bill's authors from coal states like Kentucky, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and 22 others are hedging their bets. They're laying the groundwork for this economic future less dependent on coal. But, says co-sponsor Virginia Congressman Morgan Griffith, he at least is still holding out hope coal will recover from this latest slide.
Some folks think it's just because of lower gas prices. Other folks, like myself, think it's due to the regulations of the administration. But either way, we all recognize, whether you're on one side or the other politically, you recognize that the people of Southwest Virginia and Central Appalachia are suffering greatly with job losses, high unemployment. And we're trying to figure out a way to help fix that.
The Reclaim Act, an acronym for Revitalizing the Economy of Coal Communities by Leveraging Local Activities and Investing More, is said to have support from the White House and environmentalists who see it as a way to diversify the economy in places where coal has for so long been the only game in town. But questions remain about whether transitioning from coal mining toward things like tourism, manufacturing, and service industries could ever replace what will be lost. I'm Robbie Harris.